I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics, presented by UMass Memorial Health. On this episode, we're joined by the interim head coach of women's basketball here at Holy Cross, Candace Green. Coach Green took over for Maureen McGarrity this offseason after working as an assistant coach on last year's squad that won a second straight Patriot League championship and earned an NCAA tournament win for just the second time in program history. Coach Green just recently picked up her first head coaching wins at Holy Cross, back-to-back on the road against UMass Lowell and Brown. So check off one of those big to-do list items. Coach, it's always great to see you. Congrats on your first wins, and welcome to your first episode of Seder Stories.
Thanks, Kev. Appreciate you guys having me on. Yeah, it was nice to get the first win, right? Get the monkey off your back. That's the hardest one sometimes.
I know you've won games before as a head coach during your time at Fordham, but what made these victories leading Holy Cross so special to you?
Yeah, I feel like it was just great to see, you know, when you just put so much work, right? Summer, preseason, all that stuff, just to finally see it come to fruition and see our girls kind of get stops and then obviously shoot the ball pretty well. It was just nice to see everybody rewarded for so much hard work.
And you're so familiar with this team already after raising a Patriot League championship banner together last year. How are you maintaining that standard in your first season as a head coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think our standards are very much, you know, credit to the people before us, right? Coach Mags and the seniors before, they've kind of created this system where accountability and standards are very clear and very cut. And we all want these standards too. It's not necessarily, it's a thing where it's like, oh, we have to do this, otherwise coach is going to be mad at us. It's no, if we want to win and we want to win championships, these are the things we have to do day in and day out. I will say our leadership and Lindsay and Flanny do a great job of making sure, like, you know, they know how much practice means to us as a staff and to them in terms of preparation for the game. And I feel like they do such a great job of just bringing energy and focus too. And that's been, you know, kind of maybe going into another tangent, but focus has been a hard thing for us. We're really working on that. And I think it's new for us, right? We have a lot of people that haven't played serious minutes. So kind of just getting used to that and being able to come in, day out, and not just have energy, which is a non-negotiable, right? But have the focus and kind of the mental capacity for all the things we're doing.
Knowing you and your style, I'm sure energy is never going to be a problem. But if you could give us an idea of how your job has changed the most, you move over just one seat from top assistant to head coach, but there might as well be an ocean between the two in terms of what your day-to-day is like, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, like you become the person that makes the decisions rather than just being the somebody that like comes, like, you know, gives the ideas, right? Now it's, hey, I'm receiving the ideas, and now it's up to me to make the final decision on what we do. So I think that has definitely been an adjustment, but, you know, credit to the assistants and everybody for just kind of giving me that confidence. And, you know, it hasn't been too difficult. And also just the relationship with our girls, you know, it's a little different being the head man in charge. So just getting used to how that changes our relationship. I feel like it hasn't changed too much, but it is a little different in terms of, hey, I'm the ones talking to them about their roles and expectations. And it gets a little bit more serious.
And your schedule is going to get a little bit more serious here. We know Holy Cross is a power in the Patriot League, very good against other major programs around the Northeast. Historically, you've got a very special home game coming up, an old rival coming to town, Boston College, Saturday, November 23rd at 2 p.m. How valuable is that experience against a very good program from the ACC?
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible experience. I mean, first, they're a great team, right? We play in a fantastic conference, very well coached. So for us to get that experience, because we understand, right, if we're going to win, if we, you know, do all the things right and we end up winning the championship, we're going to have to play a team of that caliber, right? We're going to get that 15, 16 seed. So for us to be able to go into that game and already have one under our belt, right, you know, probably two with UConn on the schedule as well, you know, it always helps us go into that environment and not be so, oh my God, what is this? I'm so nervous. This is so different, you know? So I think it just gives us experience. And, you know, we played them pretty tight last year, and think we kind of let that one get away from us. So I know we're definitely itching to try to finally go over the hump there.
And a road game at UConn against Gino Auriemma. I know so much about college basketball is getting an education, competing, winning conference titles, but talk about great experiences that your players will have in back-to-back years, going to Iowa to play Caitlin Clark, and now going to play the greatest women's college basketball program ever. What do road games like that mean to you and your players?
I mean, it just means so much. It's hard to find a word to describe it, but it's just at the end of the day, we're just so grateful, right? Like, we got to play Caitlin Clark in Iowa in front of 15,000 people in the NCAA tournament, right? We get to play Paige Beckers, coach against Gino. Like, these are people that are going to be in our history books, right? So it's just such an incredible opportunity our girls have, and to have it back to back. And it's just, you know, it's funny. We talk about, hey guys, definitely we want to win and we want to compete and we want to do all those things. But also, like, at the end of the day, you want to be able to look back and be like, wow, what a fantastic experience this was. And not everybody gets that. Not every team plays those, right? You only get how many non-conference games. There's a lot of, I'm sure they're friends that don't get the same opportunity. So it's just kind of really just being grateful for them and not taking them for granted.
So you've got the ACC and the Big East on the schedule. Home game crowd at the Hart Center will be key against BC. That's a Koozie Cup game, meaning athletic teams on campus will compete to show their school spirit. I've been so impressed at the turnout for Holy Cross women's basketball the last couple seasons. How much do your players and staff appreciate that support? And give us an idea of how unique that is based on your previous stops at the likes of Colgate and Fordham.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely unique in my experience. I mean, at Fordham, we got a decent crowd, but in terms of athletic support here, it's definitely very, very like a different feel. And we're so appreciative because it helps us. It helps us win games. You know what I mean? We always say there's a bunch of football guys that are always on the other baseline, and they're like in uniform, jumping and screaming. They definitely save us a couple foul shots here and there. So it's a really big thing in terms of not only us gaining an advantage, and it also just makes the experience of playing more fun, right? Like knowing that people care about us and how we do and are there to support us and take time out of their busy schedule and their day. It's just, again, another thing to be grateful for.
Great experiences against power conference teams, but the most important part here is building up to Patriot League play. You've got a shot at three straight with this group in the championship. How are you leaving your own personal imprint now on the style of play to maintain that excellence?
Yeah, I think my style of play is very much like, it's similar to how we've ran it before, because I'm a big defensive person, right? At the end of the day, you can't really control the ball going in the hoop, even though it's fun to watch it. Like, we have to be able to get stops. So that's something that, you know, I'm always going to lay my head on. I think offensively, we're running a little bit more, you know, specific personnel plays and definitely some system ball. And then hopefully here our transition offense gets a little bit better and a little bit more speedy. But yeah, definitely trying to put my own little thumbprint on it, but also understanding our girls have worked in a system for 3 years and have done really well in it. So I don't want to, you know, overcoach.
It's a championship style system. Don't mess with it if it's not broken. Let's take a short break. When we get back, we'll follow Coach Green's tracks to Holy Cross right here on Seder Stories.
We are UMass Memorial Health, and innovation is something that defines us, that drives us to discover new ways to provide answers and hope, to provide opportunity and access and equity for everyone. To redefine what medicine can do and how it can heal relentlessly.
Bacon. Good morning, everybody. Nothing like the Jersey Mike's morning prep.
The sizzling bacon, the slicing of the tomatoes, the bopping of the fresh lettuce.
Danny. What are you doing up there?
I've been living up here for months.
Got a package from Mr. DeVito.
Ooh, my bacon sniffing horn. Oh, smell that bacon. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, now we're talking.
Freshly prepped every morning. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Holy Cross women's basketball is set to host Power Four rival Boston College Saturday, November 23rd, inside the Hart Center. Arrive early to relive highlights from last year's Patriot League championship and score a replica Patriot League championship ring. Get your bling. Make your plans for Saturday, November 23rd, by going to goholycross.com/tickets. I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, presented by UMass Memorial Health. I'm joined by Candace Green, first-year interim head coach for Holy Cross women's basketball. Coach, it all started with your dad, Tiny Green, a coach himself, associate head coach at D1 schools like Fairleigh Dickinson, Hofstra, St. Bonaventure. He's coached in NCAA tournaments, and now you're following in his footsteps. What makes you most like Tiny as a coach?
Probably a little bit of my humor. You know what I mean? Bringing some humor to the game and having fun with it. I definitely think we both bring an intensity to the game. And then just our love for the game. I think sometimes my mom will get annoyed at us for just, you know, we'll go out in the front yard and have a couple drinks and it'll just be about basketball. And she's like, can we talk about something else? You know, so just kind of our love for it.
Oh man, that's tough. If you're in a family full of coaches, what does she want to talk about beyond basketball?
Family, what everybody's doing. What else does she want to talk about? Politics, geez. And it's like, no.
Stick to basketball. No. Stick to basketball.
Life's already hard enough. We don't need to do that.
There you go. You're no stranger to the Patriot League. You were a two-time captain as a student athlete for Colgate basketball. What did you love most about your time competing in this league as a player?
Yeah, I think the idea of being able to go to school and play basketball, I just thought was the coolest thing ever. And then just to have like the stage that we had in the Patriot League where we could go and get a great education and I could be taught by some of the best in their field and then go, you know, play hoops, you know, in the afternoon, I just thought was just an amazing time. I'm so grateful for the experience at Colgate. It definitely was like probably the hardest part of my life, if I'm being honest. It was not easy. But you know, it definitely taught me a lot about perseverance and working hard and doing the little things.
And I think that's a great experience because Colgate, just like Holy Cross, is very demanding academically, but you took it to a whole new level. Here's a degree we don't see often with coaches: neuroscience. What did that course load look like while you were trying to play D1 basketball?
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking, man. Jeez, just try to make my life even more difficult, even though my coaches were trying to convince me not to. No, it was a tough one, man. I think it was just the labs made it hard, you know, taking two labs a week, you know, going from 1 to 5 and then having to practice and then, you know, having to practice late because, you know, they have to wait for you to get out and all that stuff. But yeah, it taught me so much. That's why I always say like, that was the hardest part of my life. Like just managing both of those things and trying to excel at both was very difficult for myself. So just being able to learn time management and, you know, hard work and just sacrifice, to be honest, like it was definitely wouldn't trade it in for nothing.
Yeah. And obviously that time management paid major dividends as you pivoted into coaching first at your alma mater as an assistant. Then you made the big jump to Fordham in the Atlantic 10. And that led to a very similar situation you're in now, where you get your first head coaching experience as an interim boss starting in 2022. How do you feel that season in that interim role really prepared you for what you're doing now at Holy Cross?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it just gave me a lot of confidence, right? Like when I got the job at Fordham and, you know, had to take on all of that stuff, it was a big like, whoa, oh my God, like I have to tighten up. I got to do X, Y, and Z. I wanted to be a head coach, but I was thinking, you know, 4 or 5, you know, not anytime soon. I didn't think that role would be part of a kind of my resume yet. So for me to kind of just be thrust into that position, it really taught me kind of just, one, working as hard as possible, putting in the hours, focusing on the details, making sure my communication skills were at the top of my game. And yeah, just a number of other things. And yeah, I feel like the confidence I gained from, you know, coaching there, winning games there, and, you know, just getting the experience, right? Because like you said, it's one chair over, but it's a completely different feeling to be the person in that chair. So just for me to get that many games in that chair and feel the way I do now in this job right now, I'm super excited. And it's not as like, whoa, it's more like, yes, let's go. Like, what can I do? How can I secure this job kind of thing?
And when you first connected with Maureen McGarrity about joining her staff last season, what impressed you most about what Holy Cross has to offer as a college and as a basketball program?
Yeah, I mean the support, right? Support from administration is a big thing. And then I think a big thing that drew me in was just her and how she ran her program in terms of how it wasn't all about her. It was very much like, hey, the assistants, everybody has their role and it's a very collaborative thing. It's not necessarily me just, you know, telling everybody what to do. So that really kind of roped me in as well. And then in terms of selling Holy Cross, it's an easy sell, very, very similar to the sells also that I've been a part of too. High academics. You could do whatever you want here in terms of pursuing, you know, a major. And then, you know, facilities, easy sell, right? Like, it, again, it's just very, very comparable to the sells I was doing at Fordham and Colgate. So it was a very easy transition for me.
And what was it like when you received the call that you'd be taking over as interim head coach? Because you had to really quickly shift gears. This was late in the summer.
Oh, yeah. It was very out of the blue. Like we were not expecting that. Obviously support Coach Mags and everything she had to do in terms of, you know, supporting her family. But for us, it was definitely like a, oh, wow. But again, you gotta credit Coach Mags in a sense of she gave us and the assistants so much responsibility that it made the transition not as overwhelming. And yeah, it was quite a week. Quite a week, the girls, everybody, but again, so much support from administration, the staff, our kids, the parents, that it wasn't anything that would, raise any alarms.
And how satisfying has it been to settle into this role, pick up your first couple wins, and really get to the point of the season where you're saying, okay, we're now with the flow and we're just playing basketball. It must be sort of a relief in some ways.
Oh, for sure. Big relief, kind of like, you know how it is, like preseason, you know, like, yeah, I have so many ideas. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to play. You know, is it going to work? You know, is everybody going to accept their role? You know, so it's just nice to be kind of in the moment and realize, hey, things do work. Our kids are great kids. They work hard. They listen to what we say. They respect what we say. And I just love it because our kids kind of want it as much as we do.
I love that. Let's take one last break. When we return with Coach Green, we'll look ahead to 2025 for Crusader women's basketball right here on Sader Stories.
Leadership and excellence in competition, in the classroom, in the community. For decades, Crusader Athletics has focused on our topmost commitment, elevating every student athlete to reach for more, to grow more, to achieve more. Help us to continue to strengthen minds, build character, and celebrate together as one Crusader Nation. Because when we commit together, we win together. Join us, Crusaders Together.
Many financial advisors are commission-based advisors that work for a bank. At Carr Financial, we work for you. Our primary focus is helping our clients achieve their goals. You worked hard in your career. You've earned your retirement. Now let us show you how to make the most out of what you have. We're here to answer your investment, retirement, income tax, and estate planning questions. Through every stage of life, we're here for you. Call us at Carr Financial Group today.
As the holiday season approaches, consider making your gift to the Crusader Athletic Fund. Gifts made to the Crusader Athletic Fund set up present and future student athletes for comprehensive excellence in and out of competition. You can give now at goholycross.com/CAF. I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Sader Stories, presented by UMass Memorial Health. On this episode, we're joined by interim head coach of Holy Cross women's basketball, Candace Green. All right, coach, Let's talk about your roster. It has a whole new look this season. Graduated one of the greatest scorers in program history, Brona Power Cassidy, who's now lighting it up in the Big East with Villanova. Who's been stepping up to take a leadership role on your team?
Yeah, leadership-wise, I'm going to have to point out Caitlin Flanagan and Lindsay Berger. Flanny's our point guard, so naturally it was going to be her. But, you know, talk about your All-American kid in terms of what she does on and off the court, how she relates to her teammates, how she builds connections, how she just cares, right? She'll ask, like, we're playing UMass on Wednesday. She wants all the UMass games, right? Like, she's just somebody that really cares about the craft and really cares about our team. So she's definitely been the one filling those shoes. And it's been not an easy road for her. She's very much more of a quiet to herself person. Not saying she's not bubbly, but you know what I mean? She's definitely not one to be the super loud one. But she has really found her voice over these last couple months. And we really appreciate her stepping out of her comfort zone to do that for the team.
Caitlin Flanagan is so much fun to watch. She's actually leading the Patriot League right now with 6 assists per game. That junior class is loaded with talent. Simone Foreman's been stepping up in big games ever since she arrived. How's she taking her game in the paint and on the glass to new heights this year?
Yeah, I mean, she's one of those kids kind of similar to Flanny and Linz, where, you know, maybe on another team, she would have had a primary role from freshman year. So for her, it's kind of just been patience, right? Waiting for her opportunity to kind of step into those shoes. And she's somebody that, you know, easily has done it. She's one of those kids that just has a confidence and like a, just that attitude of like, get me the ball, get out of my way, and let's do it. Not in a selfish way, more of like a, I can do this kind of way, which, you know, nowadays you don't necessarily see so often. So it's just nice to see somebody with that kind of confidence. She's really taken her game and worked on it in terms of being able to finish in the paint in a variety of ways. Obviously she's got some things she's got to work on, but you know, she's really been doing a great job of getting to the rim for us, posting up smaller guards, and then, you know, credit her time in the gym for being able to shoot the three a little bit better this year too. So yeah, just excited for her and just her energy, physicality, and approach to the game. It's really fun to watch. Whenever I talk to people, she's always like the favorite.
Throughout these recent championship runs, it feels like every year we're talking about a great player who graduates, but it's not a rebuild, it's a reload. Who are some of the young Crusaders on the rise that fans should be excited to see play more minutes as we move into Patriot League?
Yeah, I think our transfer, Kendall, has definitely got to be somebody we got to name. She's really starting to kind of find her way in our system here. She's a great offensive kid, right? A great pull-up jumper. She could shoot the three really well. So just finding her consistency is going to be kind of our main job here at non-conference. And then, you know, on the defensive side of things too, she disrupts a lot of things and she can get through screens. She can just do a lot of things that are hard to teach. So just try to get her to use those skills, but also within our defensive system and understanding our rules and rotations and things like that, kind of getting her discipline in order. In terms of some other rising kids, I think Janie has given us some really good minutes here. She's got length. She's got moves in the paint. You know, Janie has a tough role in this team because, you know, we have a scout team and we have a, you know, our player, our what we call our purple team, right? Janie usually plays on the scout team, even though she's going to see minutes in the game. And she always plays the other team's best post player. And she does a great job of doing that. And then I'm just really excited to see her take her minutes to the next level in terms of being able to defend the ball, rebound, block shots. But yeah, she definitely brings a versatility to our system that we appreciate.
I know it's still early in the season. You're focused on some big non-conference opponents like BC and UConn, but when you peek around the Patriot League, what does the path look like to a third consecutive title for your squad?
Yeah. I mean, for us, it's like, it's obviously worrying about the other teams. We got so many good teams in our league, but I think it's really just a focus on us and what we need to get better at. You know, we like defense right now, we have to find our consistency for 40 minutes. You know, we have a plan and we've, you know, taken Vermont You know, we had a great execution in the first quarter, maybe a little bit of the second, and then we see that kind of trail off when we're not able to put the bucket in it, put the basket to make shots. So it's finding our consistency there and kind of understanding that, you know, we are not a team that outshoots people. We are a team that gets stops. Obviously, it's nice when the ball goes in, but that's just not how the game, we can't control that. You know what I mean? To some level we can, right? We can get extra shots. We can focus on what plays we're running. Yes, we can do that. But at the end of the day, it's totally up to the basketball gods. So we have to be a team that's able to get stops, and then rebound is a really big thing for us to get better at. Offensively, it's just, you know, staying within our system. Sometimes we've really got to work on our turnover problem right now. We've been turning over the ball a little too much for our liking. So just kind of being able to take some of those and also just be able to get into our plays and then go into another play after that. If they stop it, I think that's a big thing for our team. It's, hey, it's not always going to be a one set thing, right? Teams play good defense. We got to throw multiple actions at them. So kind of getting our girls to understand that. So I think like that's our big thing in terms of going into the Patriot League. And in terms of teams, I could probably name every team and what weapon they have, but I mean, Loyola is definitely a team we got to come ready to play against. They got everybody back pretty much, and you know, they're a super talented team, well coached. And then Lehigh is always a tough matchup for us. Their system, very five out, very much everybody can shoot, and it is definitely a little trickier for us to defend. And then Navy's got a really good, you know, young group of young ladies down there that can shoot, score the ball, and play pressure defense. So yeah, I mean, I could go through the whole league, but yeah, those are definitely some ones that are popping out for us.
You would love another shot too. They've lost a few too many big games to Holy Cross, so I'm sure they've
listen. I'm sure we're at the top of their list, and there it's always great to like it's nice to have a crosstown rival too. We love that, and I guess it's easier for us to say that since we've come up on the winning side of it. But you know, they're a fantastic team. They still got a lot of firepower on that squad, so. Yeah, they're another one. Yeah, and Colgate. Oh my God, didn't even mention Colgate. Yeah, jeez, like
that's right.
I'm modern. Jeez, look at me hating. No, but they're also a really good team. Hard system to guard. Very similar to Lehigh in terms of it seems like everybody on that team can score the ball. So just being able to get stops versus everybody is going to be definitely a tall task for us this coming up.
Should be a lot of fun in the Patriot League. And lastly, Coach, even as you're listing off things your team needs to work on, I can hear the excitement in your voice. You seem to really love the work. Is that your favorite part of this job, sinking your teeth into the basketball?
Yeah, oh my God, it's the best part of the gig. You know what I mean? Being able to get on the court. And I like it because our kids like it. Like, everybody likes it. It's not like pulling teeth and being like, I got to – listen, sweetie, this is what you have to get better at, and like a compliment sandwich. It's like, no, our kids are past that. It's, hey, coach, what do I need to show me the bad clips? I don't need to see the good clips. I got that. I can do that myself. So I'm just, and we have the pieces to do it. You know, that's what I'm really excited about. It'd be one thing if it was kind of like blowing smoke and it's like, we might need to just ride this season out and figure it out. Like, no, we have the people to do it. It's, can we get all on the same page? Can we address all these adjustments we need to make? And that's a big thing, right? That is basketball. It's a game of adjustments. It's a game of runs, right? Like, and we tell our kids all the time, like, you know, we might have a scout and, you know, a kid just has a career day and we have to adjust, right? Like, we have to be able to make changes, and that's what makes it fun, right? If we were doing the same thing every day, it would kind of get boring and monotonous, right? Like, we get to switch up what we need to do. And yeah, it's just fun to see the growth, right? Like, people, you know, don't sleep on the process. Like, right, there's a reason why everybody always talks about it, right? Because it's just, it's fun. It's part of it. And it's where growth happens. And then, like, you feel better when you have growth. You know what I mean? Like, it just feels better at the end if it was hard. Yeah, that's my tangent.
I love it. Perfect way to end it. Candace Green, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a blast to talk with you. Congrats again on your first wins as head coach here at Holy Cross. We can't wait to see your team run it back in the Patriot League this season.
Thanks, Kev. Appreciate you.
Always. And my thanks to everyone for tuning in. We ask that you tell your fellow Crusaders about Seder Stories. It's available anytime on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And if you love hearing these Seder stories, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. That's it for now. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm Kevin Gale. Go Cross Go.